Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Truck Full of Money by Tracy Kidder is a non-fiction narrative biography centered on Paul English, a software entrepreneur best known as a co-founder of the travel search company Kayak. Kidder follows English from a difficult, rebellious youth and uneven schooling into a career built on self-taught problem-solving, intensity, and an instinct for building useful tools. The story reaches its public crescendo when Kayak is sold for a sum widely reported as close to $2 billion. Triggering the question that drives much of the book, what does a person do after a sudden, life-altering windfall? Rather than presenting a how-to-startup manual, Kidder uses English as a character through whom to examine the culture of internet-era wealth, the psychological costs that can accompany high-achievement environments, and the moral pressure of abundance. The book also pays close attention to English's bipolar disorder and to his growing commitment to philanthropy, treating money less as an endpoint than as a catalyst for meaning-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a character-driven portrait of a modern tech founder. Kidder approaches Paul English not as a symbol of startup mythology, but as a complicated human being whose personality shapes his career. English is portrayed as kinetic, unconventional, and often resistant to authority, traits that create friction in traditional settings, yet become advantages in entrepreneurial ones. The narrative emphasizes the non-linear path into technology. English's rise is less about credentialed mastery than about persistent tinkering, opportunism, and an appetite for solving problems in practical ways. This focus also allows Kidder to demystify the founder archetype. Success is shown as emerging from a mix of talent, timing, relationships, and relentless energy, rather than from a single heroic breakthrough. By keeping the lens tight on a single life, the book invites readers to see how a personal temperament interacts with the internet economy, where small groups can build products that scale quickly, and where reputation and momentum can matter as much as formal structures. The result is closer to literary reportage than business case study, a biography that uses the details of one career to illuminate how work, identity, and ambition intertwine in the contemporary technology world. Secondly, wealth is disruption, the meaning problem after the payday. A central tension in the book is that the financial climax does not resolve the story. When Kayak's sale creates extraordinary wealth, Kidder emphasizes English's discomfort with money as a final goal and his immediate impulse to give much of it away. This reaction becomes a way to examine a broader cultural phenomenon in the internet age. Fortunes can arrive abruptly and at a scale that outpaces personal readiness. The book treats wealth as a disruptive force that intensifies underlying questions about purpose, responsibility, and identity. English's response highlights the difference between earning money and knowing what it is for, especially when the amount exceeds any realistic set of personal needs. Vimpel and Kidder uses this moment to scrutinize how new money reshapes relationships, self-concept, and one's place in a community, rather than offering tidy moral conclusions. The narrative keeps the dilemma alive. Abundance can expand options, but it can also create a vacuum where the next objective is unclear. In that sense, money is depicted as a plot engine that drives the search for a meaningful second act. Thirdly, bipolar disorder and the costs of intensity. Kidder gives substantial attention to English's bipolar disorder, treating mental health not as a sidebar, but as a shaping element of his life and work. The book explores how periods of elevated energy and ambition can coexist with episodes that bring painful instability, and how those swings can affect decision-making, relationships, and self-trust. By focusing on lived experience rather than abstraction, in Mesia, the narrative highlights the ambiguity that often surrounds mental health in high-performing environments. The same intensity that helps someone build companies and inspire teams can also mask suffering or make it harder to recognize when help is needed. Kidder's approach is not to romanticize illness as a secret ingredient of genius, but to show the real consequences and the ongoing work of managing a condition while operating in stressful settings. This theme also widens the book beyond entrepreneurship. It becomes a study of how modern success stories can hide private struggle, and why a culture that celebrates constant drive may fail to notice the human costs that accompany it. Fourthly, philanthropy as practice, not performance. After wealth arrives, the book follows English into philanthropic efforts, presenting giving as an active, imperfect practice rather than a branding exercise. Kidder pays attention to the motivations behind generosity, including a desire to translate good fortune into tangible help for others, and to find a sense of purpose that business wins no longer supply. The narrative also suggests that philanthropy can be emotionally and logistically demanding. Choosing what to support, how to engage, and what outcomes to expect raises hard questions, especially for a person accustomed to the feedback loops of building products and companies. By showing English moving toward direct forms of engagement, the book contrasts passive charity with involvement that requires time, humility, and learning. This emphasis aligns with Kidder's broader interest in moral seriousness. He is less interested in celebrating a wealthy benefactor than in exploring what it means to try to do good. With limited certainty. In the context of the internet economy, the philanthropic thread becomes a counterpoint to winner-take-all narratives, offering a different measure of achievement rooted in responsibility and human connection. Lastly, a window into startup culture, told from the human angle. Although A Truck Full of Money is not a technical history of Kayak or a detailed playbook of product strategy, it still offers a revealing look at startup culture by emphasizing how it feels and functions from inside a founder's life. Kidder describes a world of improvisation, rapid change, and social ecosystems where credibility, ambition, and risk-taking are constantly negotiated. The book's portrait of this environment is inseparable from its portrait of English. The culture rewards speed and boldness, but it can also amplify personal volatility and make rest or reflection seem like failure. Reviewers have noted that the book devotes more energy to psychology and character than to operational details, and that choice signals Kidder's purpose. He is examining the human costs and cultural meanings of the new economy, not merely its mechanics. In doing so, he positions English's story as a parable about contemporary work innovation can be thrilling and economically transformative. Yet the resulting wealth does not automatically provide direction. The startup world becomes the setting for a deeper inquiry into motivation, identity, and what success is supposed to accomplish. In conclusion, A Truck Full of Money will appeal most to readers who like narrative nonfiction that uses one life to explore a wider moment in history. Entrepreneurs and technology curious readers will recognize the startup backdrop. But the book is especially suited to those interested in what success does to a person rather than how a product scales. Readers drawn to biographies that treat mental health with seriousness will also find value in Kidder's attention to bipolar disorder as a lived reality that intersects with work, relationships, and self-understanding. The practical benefit is less a list of tactics than a set of durable questions: what motivates you before the payoff, what remains afterward, and how money changes the ethical stakes of everyday choices. Intellectually, the book invites skepticism toward simple cultural scripts about genius, hustle, and merit, replacing them with a more human account of temperament, luck, and consequence. Compared with many startup books that foreground strategy, disruption, or industry mechanics, Kidder's distinctive contribution is literary and moral. He treats internet-era wealth as a cultural force and philanthropy as a demanding next chapter rather than a triumphant epilogue. It stands out as a reflective, character-centered counterweight to the usual celebration of tech winners. If you would like to support Tracy Kidder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.